East Coast Breakfast.
We haven't heard this yet, so we don't know if it has been accomplished. But let's just quickly fill you in. If you're just joining us, right? Kerry Miller received the wrong email.
Yeah.
Apologies were made, but she now knows that Bongani Mtolo, East Coast Drive, has two speeding fines.
But remember, the email was sent to me like, Kerry, you need to sort this out ASAP. And I was like, it's like, sorry, Kerry, not meant for you. Was actually supposed to go to Bongani. And I was like,
I don't know how they would make that mistake. Like, surely it would be the next speedster, right? It would be Sky.
Yeah, but maybe Mtolo and Miller.
Okay, gotcha. So we wanted to phone Bongani and prank him with his feature. It was a very popular feature called Alphabetic Call. You're tested to see if you can make a phone call, but you have to start every sentence with the next letter of the alphabet, A, B, C, D.
And try get
all the way to Z. Have they accomplished it yet? Have they gotten to Z?
I've never heard it to Z.
I think they have done it one time. But obviously we couldn't do it because he would recognize all of our voices.
Yes.
And also we don't have the sort of like the position, the status of management phoning to complain about.
Introducing our boss, Zane Davisher.
Who has radio experience.
Mm-hmm.
And phone call experience. Actually, he makes a lot of uncomfortable phone calls.
Yeah. Every time he phones you, you're in trouble.
So we haven't heard it yet. He was tasked with the challenge. Zane Derbyshire, can you successfully alphabetically call Bongani Mtolo, A, all the way to Z, questioning him about his traffic fines? Yes or no? Should we play it now?
Yes.
All right, take a listen.
Well, hello.
Are you up yet? It's Zane.
Hi, the boss.
Bongani, before we continue, when was the last time you drove a company car?
I'm not sure.
Can we just speak about all the fines we've received while you were driving a company vehicle, please?
Can I come see you when I get there so I can double check the dates?
Well, do you understand how serious it is to receive a speeding fine? And now we've got two here for you.
How many fines have you got?
Even if it comes out of your salary, you're paying it, and you will have to apologize to the sponsor of the cars.
I'm not sure. Is it the one for 400 rand?
Well, for future reference, why are you not looking at your speedometer when you're driving?
Sorry, man, you caught me off guard. I'm running. What speed was I doing?
Going forward, we're going to have to take serious steps. This can't happen again.
Okay.
Boss, how do you not know what speed you were driving?
Boss, because I don't have the ticket that you've got in front of you, so I don't even know what the actual I'm actually on the road right now.
Well, if you could call Alpine Motors and explain to yourself, I would appreciate that.
Zane, I need to see the ticket that you're talking about because I don't have it in front of me, so I don't actually know how fast the speed was, or I don't have a single thing in front of me. So when you ask me how fast was I driving, I don't know. I don't have the ticket in front of me. Just, if maybe I had the ticket, then I'd...
Just looking at the speedometer when you're driving would really help you.
Then I'm going to come see you when I get to the office.
Keep in mind that you've been caught speeding. You've broken the law. Let me reiterate myself. You've broken the law. Many years ago, we had someone who did the same thing, and they were banned from driving company cars for life. Now, I don't want you to panic, but think about what you've done. On second thought... Maybe we just mandate an on-air apology to Alpine about this.
Zane, please can I see... it's hard for me to say anything because I don't have what you've got in front of you.
Well, please don't make any excuses. Quinton from Alpine called me in a panic and he's very upset about this. Radio isn't all fun and games. You can't just break the law because you're Bongani Mtolo.
Zane, that's not what I've said. That's not what I've done. Everything that you're throwing at me, I can't defend because I don't have the ticket. That's the first thing. Also, I don't even have a clue. If you say to me, Bongani, this is the speed, this is what you're doing, then I don't have a single thing. You've just phoned me and said, Bongani, what speed are you doing? Which I don't know because I don't have the ticket in front of me. And now you're telling me that I'm breaking my law because I'm Bongani Mtolo. Zane, I don't even know the date. I might have been late for something. Like, there are so many things that could have happened.
Seriously? Why are you so angry?
Zane, because I'm running at the moment and you're accusing me of something that I can't defend because I don't even know what you're talking about. If you had said to me, Bongani, here's the ticket, I know what you're talking about. I'm having a conversation about something that I don't even have in front of me.
To be honest, there's two tickets here, so it's not just one.
Zane, if you had said to me, Bongani, with a ticket for X amount, this is how fast you were doing, and the date, then I would know, first of all, right now I'm having a conversation with you about something that I don't have no clue on, except the fact that you are telling me I was speeding.
Ultimately, you were speeding, though. I mean, the speeds and the amount of the thing is kind of irrelevant. Violation of company policy has happened here. Would you come in and see me this afternoon before your show?
Yeah, I will. I'll literally...
Xavier from HR will also be there.
That's fine.
You know what? Maybe you shouldn't even come in at all today. Zero tolerance is something we need to start enforcing.
So are you saying I mustn't come into work today?
And you've just been alphabetical.
Brilliant.
That was brilliant. No.
Listen, have a good day. I'll see you later.
Cheers, boss.
That was...
Oh, that's how it's done.
Zane is
all the way
level.
From A to Z. That's the best alphabetic call I've ever heard.
And Pongani was wrapped.
That is brilliant.
Well done.
It is available for you to listen to as many times as you like.
Brilliant.
On our podcast, ecr.co.za.
This is East Coast Breakfast.